thank you for joining. We are going after the one, where we're leaving the 99 and going after that one lost person. Maybe today you are that lost person, so stay tuned and be encouraged. Do you have faith? Like, do you have like that real faith, like that unwavering faith? If you're kind of hesitant on answering that question, you've joined the right podcast this week. Hey, thanks for joining us. I am Matthew J. Parker, the host, and today we are diving into faith and kind of what it means to have faith and what faith is. And so if we're going to jump right into the dictionary, looking at just kind of typed in Google the definition of faith. It is a noun, of course. It is the complete trust or confidence in someone or something. And so then, you know, when we, as Christians, when we relate that to the scripture and to the Bible and everything, it is pretty much saying, you know what? We were given all of our trust into God. As Hebrews 11 says, 11 verse 1, it says, faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. I believe we live in a culture right now where social media is so filled with stuff that it is kind of hard to even imagine if it's true or not. And so it's like we have to hold on to our faith to know that, you know what, God is real. We see so much AI-generated stuff on the internet and just worldwide where things is altered and changed and everything, that sometimes we lose focus or that sight of what is real, but yet our faith will hold strong so that we can believe of the evidence of things we cannot see. And so kind of what I really want to read today is we're actually going to go through the whole chapter of Hebrews 11. It's kind of the faith chapter in the Bible. And so there's just so much to just kind of pick and choose. So we're just going to read right through it because it has a lot to go on with it. And so, hey, we're going to start in verse 1. It says, faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. Through their faith, the people in the days of old earned a good reputation. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed by God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. It was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did. Abel's offering gave evidence of that he was a righteous man, and God showed his approval of his gifts. Although Abel is long dead, he still speaks to us by his example of faith. It was by faith that Enoch was taken up to heaven without dying. He disappeared because God took him. For before he was taken up, he was known as a person who pleased God. It is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. It was by faith that Noah built a large boat to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who warned him about things that had never happened before. By his faith, Noah condemned the rest of the world, and he received the righteousness that comes by faith. It was by faith that Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home and go to another land that God would give him and as his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going, and even when he reached the land God promised him, he lived there by faith, for he was like a foreigner, living in tents, and so did Isaac and Jacob, who inherited the same promise. Verse 10, Abraham was confidently looking forward to a city with eternal foundations, a city designed and built by God. It was by faith that even Sarah was able to have child through, though she was barren and was too old. She believed that God would keep his promise, and so a whole nation came from this one man who was as good as dead. A nation with so many people that, like the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore, there is no way to count them. All these people died still believing what God had promised them. They did not receive what was promised, but they saw it from a distance and welcomed it. They agreed that they were foreigners and nomads here on earth. Obviously, people who say such things are looking forward to a country they can call their own. If they had longed for the country they came from, they would have gone back, but they were looking for a better place, a heavenly homeland. That is why God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Verse 17, it was by faith that Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice when God was testing him. Abraham, who had received God's promises, was ready to sacrifice his only son Isaac. even though God had told him, Isaac is the son who through whom your descendants will be counted. Abraham reasoned that if Isaac died, God was able to bring him back to life again, and in a sense, Abraham did receive his son back from the dead. It was by faith that Isaac promised blessings for the future of his sons, Jacob and Esau. It was by faith that Jacob, when he was old and dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and bowed in worship as he leaned on his staff. It was by faith that Joseph, when he was about to die, said confidently that the people of Israel would leave Egypt, even when he even commanded them to take his bones with them when they left. It was by faith that Moses' parents hid him for 3 months when he was born. They saw that God had given them the unusual child, and they were not afraid to disobey the king's command. It was by faith that Moses, when he grew up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to share the oppression of God's people instead of enjoying the fleeting pleasures of sin. He thought it was better to suffer for the sake of Christ than to own the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking ahead at his great reward. 27. It said, it was by faith that Moses left the land of Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He kept right on going because he kept his eyes on the one who is invisible. It was by faith that Moses commanded the people of Israel to keep the Passover and sprinkle the blood on the doorsteps so that the angel of death would not kill their firstborn sons. It was by faith that the people of Israel went right through the Red Sea as though they were on dry ground. When the Egyptians tried to follow, they were all drowned. It was by faith that the people of Israel marched around Jericho for 7 days and the walls came crashing down. It was by faith that Rahab the prostitute was not destroyed with the people in her city who refused to obey God, for she had given a friendly welcome to the spies. How much more do I need to say? It would take too long to recount the stories of faith of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and all the prophets. By faith, these people overthrew kingdoms, ruled with justice, and received what God had promised them. They shut the mouths of lions, quenched the flames of fire, and escaped death by the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned to strength. They became strong in battle and put whole armies to flight. Women received their loved ones back again from death. But others were tortured, refusing to turn from God in order to be set free. They placed their hope in a better life after the resurrection. Some were jeered at, and their backs were cut open with whips. Others were chained in prison. Some died by stoning. Some were sawed in half. And others were killed with the sword, but some went about wearing skins of sheep and goats, destitute and oppressed and mistreated. They were too good for this world, wandering over deserts and mountains, hiding in caves and holes in the ground. 39. And all these people earned a good reputation because of their faith. Yet none of them received all that God had promised, for God had something better in mind for us so that they would not reach perfection without us. So there is so much there that we could just dive into, but it's just like, how often do we now in, you know, modern day 2024, do we struggle with faith and just the minute stuff that we face sometimes? I mean, if we think about it, some of the stuff that we face just seems so small compared to what some of these people that faced, you know, talking about shutting the mouths of lions. I mean, we all remember the story of Daniel in the lion's den when he was in Sunday school, you know, how he was tossed in the den with lions, but yet his faith kept him safe and the lion's mouths were miraculously closed and all that. And then we even remember the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and how they were tossed in the fiery furnace, but yet they were unharmed. And another great story I wanted to read about when it comes to faith and all that is the faith of the Roman officer. If we look at Matthew chapter 8, starting in verse 5, follow along, and it says, when Jesus returned to Capernaum, a Roman officer came and pleaded with him, Lord, my young servant lies in bed, paralyzed and in terrible pain. Jesus said, I will come and heal him. But the officer said, Lord, I'm not worthy to have you come into my home. Just say the word from where you are, and my servant will be healed. I know this because I am under the authority of my superior officers, and I have the authority over my soldiers. I only need to say, go, and they go, and come, and they come. And if I say to my slaves, do this, they do it. And when Jesus heard this, he was amazed. Turning to those who were following him, he said, I tell you the truth, I haven't seen faith like this in all Israel. I mean, that is just an amazing story where here this Roman centurion, he was like, you know what? You have the authority. He believed in Jesus so much. He had so much faith in the authority of the words that he spoke that he was like, hey, just say the words from where you're at and my servant will be healed. You know, and just think of the faith that it took. You know, even like look at the faith of Noah. The Hebrews 11 talked about Noah having the faith to build the ark. You imagine, I think it's safe to say that he was probably not close to a lake when God said, hey, you know what? Let's build this boat. Let's build this ark, this ship. And so here he starts gathering all his lumber and all that, and he starts building this massive, massive boat. And you know, you imagine what his neighbors probably thought. They probably ridiculed him and all that, probably made fun of him. Like, why are you building a boat so big that you can't even trailer it to the water? And, you know, he was like, hey, it's going to rain. And they're like, you know how much rain and water it would take just to get that thing afloat to where it's at? But yet he kept pushing forward. And so it's like, how do we get to that faith where, you know what, nothing can deter us from seeking our God, seeking God to where, you know what, we are going to finish this race strong. You know, Jesus talks about how even the faith the size of a mustard seed, a tiny little seed, you know, and he's like, hey, if you tell that tree or that mountain to do this, and you got faith just the size of a mustard seed, it'll listen to you. And so it's like, how do we hang on to that faith, you know, and believing for things that we cannot see? And, you know, and that is my challenge for myself included, for us this week. It's just like, you know what, how do we hold on to that faith? One of the things, you know, that really strengthens your faith is staying connected with God. I talked about this weeks ago and how, like, Jesus was the vine and we need to stay connected to it, you know, because that is the lifeblood. And so, and if we continue to stay focused on God, reading his word, praying, and building that relationship, the faith builds itself. It's really hard to believe in something that you can't see because you haven't sought after it. And so we have to keep that faith strong because, you know what? Challenges are going to be, we're going to face challenges in life and everything. It's just part of life. And with that unwavering faith that it comes believing in God, we'll be able to get through it. And so, and that is my challenge, that, you know what? We can look at these people of old and all the challenges that they faced. You know, it's easy for us to say, well, that's not that difficult. But yet their lives were being written as they're living them. They didn't get the luxury to read back and be like, hey, my life is like this. You know, here we are 2,000 years later and be like, oh, yeah, they tossed Daniel in the lion's den. Yeah, psh, that's a piece of cake. Or, you know, the three amigos in the fiery furnace, you know, hey, yeah, that would have been all right. Or, you know, yeah, I could have built a boat. Yeah, no problem. I think most of us, well, one, we wouldn't even made it past the first deck of the ship just because we would have ran out of steam. But yet, Noah kept the faith. Everybody kept the faith. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, all these people kept the faith. So that is my challenge for us this week, to keep the faith, grow the faith, and let's seek after God. Hey, thanks for joining us, and I hope you've been encouraged this week. Thanks for tuning into our episode. You can connect with us at our website at weargoingafterTheOne.com, where you can also connect with our social platforms. Thanks, and have a blessed day.